Back now with Day to Day. Just a few years ago, homosexuality in China was classified as a mental illness. Anyone caught engaged in homosexual activities could be sent to jail. That's no longer the case, but today, gays in China continue to endure discrimination. For some, the way to fight back is by going public. As Joy Ma reports from Beijing, that's especially true among Chinese lesbians.
A group of 20-somethings is distributing red roses to pedestrians in front of a busy shopping mall in Beijing. Giving out red roses is nothing new, but what they're doing would have been unimaginable a few years ago. These people are lesbians, and they're promoting homosexual marriage in China. May all who love find happiness together. 24-year-old lesbian activist Bai Yongbing says, quoting an old Chinese proverb as she hands out the red roses, "Things have changed over the past 11 years. In 1997, Dr. Mike Xinhe and other Chinese activists held a meeting in a bar in Beijing. They were so worried about attracting the attention of the police, they bought a cake and told people they were celebrating a friend's birthday.
We whisper to each other to avoid being caught by the plainclothes policemen."
Police in China no longer search public venues to arrest the gays. But authorities can still use unrelated regulations to ban homosexual activities. About 1.5 years ago, a gay-themed art exhibition was banned and all the art was moved from a gallery to a bar. The authorities then used a fire regulation to close the bar. Dr. He has been in on most of the major developments in China's lesbian community. She has seen some progress.
The major change is that there is more information about lesbians now and more means of communication.
But Chinese society is much more familiar with gay men than lesbians. Gay men are known to the public through novels, plays and movies, and even more so because of HIV/AIDS. In general, they attract more attention from both the government and the public. So some lesbians have chosen to gather in public venues, both to communicate among themselves and to attract public attention. Activist An Ke started Beijing's first formal lesbian salon. It is called La La Salon. La La is a respectful term for lesbians in Chinese. Every Saturday afternoon in the cafe, lesbians come for a tea time gathering. This salon attracts hundreds of people. Some come to Beijing just to participate. During the 3 years she has hosted the salon, An Ke has seen a great change in lesbians' attitudes toward society.
In the beginning, people just wanted emotional support and to confide in each other. Gradually, they began to realize the importance of getting organized and even seeking legal protection.
When I asked Bai Yongbing why she felt the need to crusade for the legalization of a homosexual marriage, she told me her heartbreaking story. Her beloved girlfriend was a government official. The fact that Bai was out of the closet was a threat to her girlfriend's career, and she decided to break up. After feeling extremely depressed and even considering suicide, Bai Yongbing eventually realized she was not alone in her experience.
Only when discrimination against homosexuality is ended and lesbians aren't afraid of losing their jobs or their fortunes, will they be able to live with their beloved free from worries.
But there is a long way to go for lesbians to gain legal protections. What they really want now is social acceptance and tolerance. Li Yinhe is a famous scholar of homosexuality. A recent survey she did shows that, at least in the cities, Chinese people are getting more tolerant. Regardless, individual gays still have unpleasant experiences. Shi Tou and her girlfriend Ming Ming are artists. They're making soy milk for breakfast in their cozy apartment. One day, they were walking in the market when a husband and a wife shouted, "Look, gays!" as if they were freaks. This experience made them realize how important it was for society to understand gays. So they decided to make a documentary about Chinese lesbians.
我拍这个纪录片，我其实很想拍给中国人看的。
I'm making this film for all Chinese people. So many lesbians are finding the courage to speak up. I want to get the attention of the people, to shake them up and make them think.
But Shi Tou and others like her are finding that, though they are ready to face Chinese society, society may not be ready to face them.
中国社会是太不宽容了。
The Chinese society is not tolerant at all. We didn't do anything wrong, but people treat us like mystics.
Back at the shopping mall where Miss Bai was distributing roses, one girl accepted a flower. But when she heard what it was for, she immediately threw the rose back. Supporting lesbians, she asked? Forget it. For NPR News, I'm Joy Ma in Beijing.